With the Christmas shopping season in full swing, the Siena College Research Institute has released a special holiday spending survey. What's on your shopping list? And how many items are checked off? With 32 days of shopping between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year, a new Siena poll finds 19% of New Yorkers plan to spend $1,000 or more on gifts. Pollster Don Levy.
You know, that's actually right about what we've seen the last couple years. When we look at intended spending overall, at least what people say they're going to spend looks about like it did last year. We see about half of New Yorkers saying they're going to try to hold their spending under $500, and about 20% are going to let it loose and spend well more than $1,000. So clearly there's going to be retail activity. There will be a great deal of spending. Although, again, what we're seeing is that the intent to spend some of that money online continues to grow. And at this point, about 40% of New Yorkers say they're going to do at least half, if not all, of their shopping online.
Ted Patricus is president and CEO of the Retail Council of New York State.
Polls are always interesting. I've never quite been able to figure out how one can apply science to something that is essentially a very emotional and emotion-based experience, which is holiday shopping, because you can tell people till you're blue in the face, I am going to spend $1,000, and that's your upper limit. And then suddenly you get into the store and you see three other things that you want, or you get online and you see three other things that you want. $1,000 is a great number.
Levy says when Siena did the survey 10 years ago, only 7% of New Yorkers said they would do half or more of their shopping online.
Well, certainly it's convenient, and more New Yorkers are telling us that that's what they're doing.
Patricus points out New York retailers have adapted.
While the competition is steeper than ever, you know, with the internet and with price checking and with all of the different things that merchants have to do at the brick-and-mortar level to get people to come into the stores. So far, so good.
According to a Hilton Honors survey also released Thursday, New York shoppers are nearly 50% more likely to wait until the day before Christmas to finish holiday shopping, as compared with the national average. That would seem to favor area shop owners. Patricus finds cold weather to be a key and a driver to get people out to local stores. He notes the busy time is yet to come, and this weekend could be a very good one for retailers.
It's good to have decent weather on weekends because, particularly in the immediate capital region where there are so many stores, you have people coming from all over the place to do their shopping. Saturday and Sunday, those are the 2 days that you can make that longer journey. So if the road conditions are good, that's actually very helpful.
The Siena survey also found Merry Christmas to be a more popular greeting than Happy Holidays by 49% to 41%. 72% of all New Yorkers will put up a Christmas tree. But of those, 69%, up from 58% a year ago, plan to have an artificial rather than real tree. Again, Don Levy.
We do sit around the office a bit before we launch a survey, and we look for something new. And this year we went after the highly controversial issue of fruitcake. There we found that nearly half, 44%, are inclined to say fruitcake is awful and I would never eat it. Only about 32% say it's a delicious treat that I love. But we really see a decided age variation. Those folks who like fruitcake tend to be older, 65 plus, plurality enjoy fruitcake. But when we get down into the 18 to 34-year-old set, this was an astounding finding of the survey. The largest single group, 37%, said, I've never had fruitcake. So the conclusion that we came to is that perhaps the great staple that fruitcake is threatened at this point, and that it's simply starting to die out as younger people are unfamiliar with the taste treat that is a fruitcake.
Poll results are posted at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.